This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
To mama, mama's good to you.
I turn to you like a flower leading toward the sun. I turn to you, 'cause you're the only one.
And when I fall down, I have to pick myself back.
This is Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Happy Radiothon.
Yay.
That was well planned. I am Michelle Barber with a gaggle of folks in the studio that I'm going to introduce you to in a minute. But you are listening to Stand Up Straight, where we aim to provide a vehicle for the allied supporters to stand up for our GLBT&I community, to encourage and create greater inclusion, share stories, give advice, create dialogue or introduce a new way of thinking, but most importantly, to facilitate change towards greater acceptance of our rainbow family in all its shapes and sizes. Thanks to Denil Mason for this afternoon.
And we need to do this already.
Oh, woo! We have to explain
what... painful.
So before I introduce our very quiet, mousy guests in the studio, across the desk is our gorgeous Clayton...
Oh, yeah, hi.
Yes, hello. Yeah. equally gorgeous Stephanie, who's going to jump on the microphone.
Hello.
And equally gorgeous Beck.
More gorgeous.
More gorgeous
sure.
Beck, hi. Who's going to fill us in on some activities of this week as well. We've got our podcaster has joined us for the first time, so any listeners out there.
You're burying the lead, though. We're not
what?
The important part tonight.
What do you mean?
We've already had two memberships and we have... So
Clayton has come up with a novel way to acknowledge how we have received new members.
Well, I wanted
renewals,
something different.
And he's gone for something a little bit different. For those that have been living under a rock and might not have realised, it's Joy's extraordinarily successful Radiothon, and we're coming to the end of it. Radiothon week is next Friday, tomorrow. So we would love to break all records tonight with Stand Up Straight. New members, renewals, donations. We don't care what or how you want to be involved in Joy. So we've already had two people. And we have had the lovely Tanya from Hyatt, who is
become a
membership,
member.
Yeah. Full member. And we've also had
Robert from Yarraville.
Robert from Yarraville. Thank you for jumping in.
Who has also made a $10 donation on top of his membership.
Beautiful.
Oh, yay, Robert.
I think he deserves.
Oh, and it's a family membership.
Oh, yay, Robert's family.
So after all of those crazy shenanigans, now you can phone us, you can become a member online, you can SMS 0427JOY949, you can phone or go to the Joy website, joy.org.au, to become a member.
And that's absolutely the best place to become a member is joy.org.au. It's very simple, very straightforward.
Yes, it is. So I'm going to introduce our two guests. Angie Green runs Stand Up Events, a not-for-profit organisation that aims to stand back homophobia and transphobia in sport, predominantly through educational talks and preventative programs. Matt Spanger, also known as Spang or Fabio,
I have
done my research, is an AFL footballer recently retired, playing for West Coast Eagles, Sydney Swans, and most recently, and probably the best club anyway, the Hawthorn Football Club, and he's a
boo.
Boo his, and a major ambassador for stand-up events. But over and above anything, they are huge, huge allies to the GLBTI community. So welcome, Angie and Matt.
Thank you very much for having us.
So that's, we don't normally make you hang out for that long before we get you onto the microphone. But it's Radiothon. It's about supporting the community radio station that is only one of three in the entire world that's 24/7. I thought there was five. There's only three. So we're really, really lucky to have the studio in Melbourne, so we can all be part of it. The slogan for this year is, why do we still need joy?
And actually, no, it's just, it's, we still need joy.
But I kind of think it's a question.
I think why? It's definitive.
Definitive. So why do we still need joy?
Keep me busy.
You're kept very busy.
Yeah. I think we still need joy because there is a whole lot of people out there who don't get to say what they need to say, and sometimes we can say it for them.
I think we still need joy because we need to space to tell the stories, because that's the big thing. People can say, you know, there's issues in the LGBTI community, but I think the way to really impact people is by people telling them stories, and I think this station is the best vehicle for that.
I agree. Steph, and we're going to actually hear from our podcaster / Stephanie's son, Paddy, very shortly as well. So we've got allies of all kinds and ages and shapes and sizes in here.
I think we still need joy because there are people that live in rural Australia that don't have access to the community like we have in the city, who can tune into Joy. They can stream it live. Anywhere in the world you can stream Joy, and it gives them a sense of belonging when they may not have a community around them.
I think for me, what the thing that I find with Joy is that it's a never-ending story. So one of the things we do a lot here on Joy is, and especially on this show, is about coming out stories. So it's about providing a coming out story space for people constantly. It's about providing a touchstone. It's about providing anybody of any letter in that GLBTIQ, anybody's safe when they come in the doors. They can hear their story on air many times. People can tune in and it's just what they need to hear at that moment in time.
Do you know in America they've added an A to the end of the letters too? So we are now part of the GLBTIQA community.
And I heard recently an asterisk has been added as well, but I'm not quite sure what that means, so we might find. If anyone knows what the asterisk means.
It's a plus, isn't it?
It's, yeah.
Well, is it?
So the A is asexual, and we actually use that here as well. So some community groups do anyway. And then the asterisk is just identifying there's all other people out there. So this is not, it's not a definitive list. There's others we can add.
Ooh, so it's endless.
Probably, yes. and new ones added every week, just to keep it going.
So, Angie and Matt, we have got you in the studio to be part of our Allies family. And I'd love to hear from Matt in particular. You are one of the major ambassadors and one of the first ambassadors for stand-up events. And I want to know, how did you hear about it? How did you find out? Were you, did Angie break your door down and demand you be part of it? She's nodding. So what made you get involved and why?
Well, for me, I have a personal attachment to it. My sister's gay and we've got a tremendously supportive family. And for her and her partner, it's been just a beautiful addition to all our lives, provided just another, a whole wealth of future friends for many generations to come. But seeing a lot of her friends in her environment who haven't had that luxury, I suppose, and it sort of hit home a little bit that it's the where we were quite blessed in our family to have that. But it was the Ida Hot Day campaign with the AFL Players Association that originally was a way I thought that I could, I suppose, put my face to something and potentially show them my support without really knowing what to do in this space. I suppose I didn't really know how to show my support. When that was offered, I sort of leapt at the opportunity. And then I suppose, it was a bit serendipitous, really, that Ange and I have got a mutual friend, and when she started up stand-up events, I think he might have mentioned it to her in passing, or my name came up and she gave me a phone call. Oh, I'll never forget the phone call. For anyone who's ever met Angie knows that she's full of energy.
Yes, I think
he rolls his eyes while he says that.
And the Energizer Bunny.
And I I'll never forget. I was driving the car, and I just this pure excitement in her voice. I was like, I feel like I'm seriously talking to, like, yeah, as you said, an energized bunny. And I got off the phone. I was like, what the hell was that phone call? But whatever it is, you know, I'm keen to be involved. Like, it was kind of and that's sort of what it was. And then we caught up, and then Angie explained her passion and where it has all stemmed from. And I was like, well, this is fantastic. It aligns so much to what I want to be a part of and what I believe in. But I never had I didn't have the creative mind to put anything in practice. So it was so great that someone had the initiative like Angie. And then to be involved as actively as I have has been just fantastic. I've loved every minute of it. And Stand Up Events, just to see how much it's grown, how much Angie's grown as also an individual in that space, has been really rewarding from a personal perspective. But then when you get to see the touch points that we've had with some people around the communities, it certainly makes it all worth it.
That's what I'd like to have a chat a little bit more about. So we're actually going to let Angie talk in a minute. She doesn't know what's going on. She's not allowed to talk. We're going to take a quick break. Remember, this is the Joy Radiothon. So go onto our website and join, become a member, donate. I don't know. Do something for Joy. This makes you feel good to be part of Joy.
joy.org.au.
You've been listening and currently are listening to Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9.
This show's got really weird really quickly.
This is Stand Up Straight's Radiothon show. We have just heard four times that horrendous scream that everyone's going to be hearing in their sleep. But we've had it four times. Why have we had it four times, Steph?
Because we have just had four new people join Up to Joy. We have had a beautiful message from Jack in North Warrandyte. He says, love you, spread the joy. A donation has been received from Jack. And how much is the donation for?
$2.
Our next donation is from... Who's the next one from?
Okay.
Here we go. There we go. Next one. Okay. Love Stand Up Straight and looking forward to a move in May. A membership has been received from David in Maribyrnong.
Yay!
He has become a family member with a donation of $50. Yay. So thank you, David. Well, that is awesome. Well done. And our next new member is from Sylvia in Cheltenham, and she's become an individual member with no donation.
Is that your mum, Michelle?
That's your mum, Michelle. Her message says, there you go, Michelle, I did the right thing, because the previous couple of years she paid before, and I said, no, Mum, you're supposed to do it on the show. So that's why her message, I love you, Mum. I will just say, this is another reason why Joy is still needed and around. And my mother has sat and listened to shows about everything within the GLBTI community.
And they're not always G-rated, are they?
No, correct.
Come on. So she's a very liberal woman.
And she's learnt stuff, and I think it's a bit of a badge of honour, I think, for when she talks to her friends, and she's a Joy member.
Thank you, Sylvia, for being a Joy member.
We'll get her on
and
the show.
And the final membership we've received in the last few minutes is from Zara in Glen Waverley, and she has become an individual member. Thank you, Zara. Thank you to all of you who've joined up. But please keep bringing in, keep donating. We need you.
We certainly do. So I just want to read something out. And this is also another reason why we need Joy, and this is why allies are so important, and why our work, hope, will not end for a long time. Angie Green discovered her car smeared by an egg. An impending sense of dread began to eat away at her stomach. The car wasn't hers, but that was only a fraction of the problem. The attack was premeditated, and the hurt it caused had cut much deeper than the eggshell scratches. Emblazoned with rainbows, the universal sign for equality, Angie Green's car had been targeted for the very cause it stood for. Even in the affluent beachside suburb of Hampton, prejudice had reared its ugly head. So, Angie, the reason I read that out is here at Joy are in a bit of a bubble, and you're out there at the coalface, and you are dealing with people and prejudice and homophobia and lack of equality and all of that kind of stuff. Does that kind of stuff shake you to the core?
Yeah, absolutely.
That was initially, I'll be completely honest, initially I was like, don't freak out, Angie, you know, like just relax, just, you know, check out all the other cars and what have you. And it was part of a busy street, and I didn't want to necessarily think that it was victimised, but then it was the only car that something had, where something had happened, and they did some stuff to the petrol gauge and, you know, what have you. And look, it's a feeling of, I felt everything. I felt overwhelmed. I was sad. I was anxious. I was angry. But then also I've also got to be really honest in the fact that I'm a straight woman, and although what happened was absolutely terrible, these are certain acts and language and behaviour that the non-hetero and gender diverse community are affected by every single day. And so I was very wary about speaking about it, because I honestly didn't want to seem like this straight person that was like, guys, I can't believe I'm going to hang out. And it's like, well, actually, you know, this isn't about you. This is about a greater cause. And if anything, the kind of hate mail that I and stand-up events receive, or, you know, what happened to my car or what have you, I don't think what the people realise is that that only fuels my personal passion to do even more. And the egg actually made me wash the car, so all the symbols are even brighter and more sparkly than before. And sorry, may I just say, also speaking of Hampton, I do have two really beautiful friends called Donna and Dan, and they're always saying how they can be more proactive. And so I'm going to say to them, and I hope you get a text message from them saying donate or become a member of Joy. Put your money where your mouth is.
Oh, I love it. We had another one, have we, Clayton?
We have indeed. We had a Saffron from the Glen Waverley area. Became a individual member.
Under 18. Yeah, thank you very much.
Oh, under 18, even better.
Oh, the youth of today.
So speaking of memberships.
Yes.
Are you a member?
No, I'm not, Michelle.
You're officially dead to us.
Yes.
You know that.
No, I know. And you
know, I know there's a reason why.
Yeah.
Tell me.
And this is really embarrassing for me to admit, because I have been on Joy quite a few times, but I didn't know that that was a thing. I didn't know that you could donate to Joy. I didn't know that you could become a member, and I'm quite embarrassed to admit that.
Don't be.
No, I am. and so, no, I am definitely, as we all know, I've got the old CC credit card, and I will definitely be becoming a member tonight. And I know how important Joy is to all of the community, and would urge everyone to do the same.
If you do that in the next 35 minutes, because then it actually gets counted in our tally. That'd be great.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. That'd be excellent. Matt, I want to ask you a question. On Wednesday for Odd Hot Day, there was some wonderful videos coming out of AFL players and AFLW players coming out in support of marriage equality. And it was, I think, probably someone from every team just about. Have you noticed a difference from when you were playing to now about the approach of the AFL and the players in that space?
Yeah, certainly. I think the players have taken a much more proactive attitude in that space in general. Not to say that there weren't players lining up a couple of years ago for just the Ida Hot Day campaign, but I must admit I saw on social media a lot of my own friends, but then you go onto Twitter and look at the AFLPA apps, and I was a bit blown away actually by just the wider numbers of the guys who actually got behind the campaign, and also the AFLW players, but also the I know everyone's got their own credibility in the AFL world, but there were some really quite high profile players in years gone by probably didn't have that. It was, and I must admit, when I first got involved with the Ida Hot campaign, that I was a little bit reluctant to put my name forward, almost because I didn't see myself as high profile enough initially, and I thought, you know, it might get lost, you know, with myself standing up as opposed to someone who's got a lot more weight behind them. But I think that's been a general attitude change of a majority of the community that I certainly surround myself in, And as Angie's alluded to with what happened with the car, there's certainly plenty of work to do. And there's certainly plenty of work to do at local level, particularly around that homophobic language on the sporting field, which I think is just almost, and it's horrible to say, but a habit of a lot of communities, just because that language is just so common in a derogatory sense when it just doesn't need to be. But unfortunately, it still exists. And I think I can at least say from a professional point of view that language has definitely decreased, or will certainly decrease in my time in the game.
And do you think as well, maybe if 5 years ago an AFL player had said, I'm standing up for this issue, there might have been a little bit, they would have been scared of the reaction to them?
Yes, oh, absolutely. I can speak from personal experience that I suppose I didn't have courage or the own, whatever you want to call it. But I suppose, I probably needed a bit more time myself. But that was probably my own self-confidence as well to stand up for something that you care about, because you are conscious of, being it's a finite career and you don't want to tread on too many toes, which is so stupid when you're looking back in hindsight. But as a young man just trying to pave his way, you don't really know that. But certainly as you get a bit older, you start to think to yourself things are a lot more important than just the game of football. And I was fortunate enough to get to a point in my career where I could stand up and actually put something out there, and had a few touch points through social media channels and whatever it might be. But not that I've ever declared myself to be too influential, but it doesn't mean that you can't meet a few people or influence a few lives along the way.
Can I say, you've downgraded your power, for want of a better word, about 3 or 4 times in the half hour we've been on air. And I find it really interesting because the fact that you are in a gay and lesbian radio station, you are an ally, you are an ally to your sister and your family, and you're speaking up for a minority, that makes you a much bigger man than you ever think you are. I think you got to realise that the voice that you have is far more important than you give yourself credit for. And this is a mum thing coming out in me now, but it's really you. The fact that you are involved speaks volumes for the man you are and the work that you're doing. So we're going to go for a break, but I want you to understand you have to repeat after me. You know, it's really, really important for you to don't say you haven't got enough influence. The stories, the personal stories, that's what's important, and this is what you're bringing out.
Everyone loves Spain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no, thank you. Conscious that we do have to go to break, but yeah. I must admit, like, even the ability to, I suppose, influence my own immediate group of friends has been, I suppose, the most effective for me personally with all this. But and then also, as you said, like the fact that it is important to my sister as well, and her immediate family. I suppose that's I do express that as far as being really recognised. But I am also conscious that it is important for players with much higher profiles than me to stand up and have more touch points, because they are significantly more influential. And I'm take pride in the fact that I was able to be a part of something like this, maybe from its grassroots, from an AFL's point of view. I know it sounds ridiculous that that's only in a couple of years, and it's sort of embarrassing that the AFL as a code has taken so long to take a stand on something like that. But unfortunately, that's where it is. But the fact that now there's so many guys that are standing up and having the, I suppose, the guts to say something and is really important.
After we come back from our short break, I'm just going to say something really quickly and then I'm going to ask him why. But Paddy, our podcaster, and he's sitting here in the studio, has been nodding as Matt's been talking. Now, I'm really curious to ask Paddy when we come back, why he's nodding with everything. Obviously, it's in agreement. So we're going to come back and bring Paddy onto the microphone. You are listening to Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9. This is Angie's going to read out a couple of donations and renewals and memberships. A couple of special names there, Angie. Who would they be?
Absolutely. If we could just get them up on the screen there, Michelle. We have, we have message alert. I have $11 left on my credit card and it's all yours, guys. Stand up for equality and see you at Movie May. $10 from Dan from Hampton, who is my friend who came to my 30th birthday dressed as Katy Perry.
Oh, my God, I love Dan. I want Dan to be my friend.
Yeah. And also, I know who this is. Darren from Hampton has donated $50. Darren's also a sponsor at CGU. He just goes above and beyond. So
it's
thank
happening
you
in
so
downtown
much, D. Dizzler.
Hampton tonight, isn't it?
It's the centre of the universe it tonight. Is. Thanks, Angie. We put you on the spot there, didn't we? See? You're
and you
fabulous.
Did well.
You did well.
Thank you.
Before we bring Patty to the microphone, Stephen has sent through a message. We need Joy to give a voice to the voiceless, and that is true. Stephen, my husband, we are a family member, and you can. There's all different types of memberships in case of people like this. Under 18s, there's a concession, there's a family, there's a business membership, and it's endless. So whatever suits you. There's
pensioners are welcome to have a go.
And family is not necessarily.
Oh my.
Family can be your animals, can be part of your family. And I believe some people have got family memberships, including themselves and their fur babies.
Aww.
So young,
just me and my sad alone house
no,
with just me.
We could like
have a
that.
Family
no,
membership.
We're your family.
Look, I have a partner and I don't have a family membership.
So. Maybe we could get one together, Clayton. That wouldn't be weird at all.
So, Patty is going to join us on the microphone. Now, Pat has been doing an extraordinarily amazing job at podcasting. So for those of you that don't get a chance to listen to us, podcasts are a fabulous way to listen to this show, and many, many other shows on Joy have podcasts. You can go to the website and you can find out, and they're on the program grid. But Patty was, as I said before, was nodding as Matt was speaking about what he was doing and his opinions on things and his feelings on things. And I wanted to know, Pat, why you were nodding. And you had a little bit of a smile on your face. It's like, I get this guy. I know what he's saying. Was that right?
Yeah, I was just agreeing with how important it is for, like, people with such high profiles to come out and speak their voice about the community and everything. And I thought, like, for example, I saw in the news that Marcus Bontempelli was talking about equality, gender equality and everything.
Just to explain who that, because some people
actually
don't know.
Oh, well, Marcus Bontempelli is just a really, really good football player.
Understated. Clayton, he's, like, one of the best ones.
Yeah, he's Brownlow favourite at the start of the year, all that.
Brownlow's a medal, Clayton. You get it, if you're the best footballer.
Yeah.
I think people wear dresses to it, don't they? Is that right?
Well, some people do, yes.
So I just thought, yeah, how important it is for people to stand up and just give to the community instead of just not doing anything about it. So.
And it doesn't have to be standing on a massive soapbox and howling people down either, does it?
Even just like a photo on Instagram or Facebook or something about it is important enough, and
it can just be simple.
Sorry, speaking about simple, Patty, I've noticed that you're wearing, am I correct in saying that you're wearing an Airbnb equality ring until we all belong?
Yeah, Mum came in the mail and I opened it up and I thought, oh yeah, it's a pretty cool incentive. So I thought, just wear it and yeah. Looks pretty
seeing
cool.
Something as simple like that, that's just, I noticed that and so many other people would, and I think you're incredible for your age, Patty.
Mm. Awesome. So do I. It's beautiful. It does make me feel all warm and fuzzy inside, and it's really nice. I'm wondering whether anyone's come up to you and said, why are you wearing that?
Yeah,
what does it mean? What do you say to people?
Lots of my friends have asked me at school, like, oh, yeah, it's a cool ring. And I'm like, yeah, and then I tell them, oh, it's actually about marriage equality and how all people should be able to get married and all that. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's really cool. I like that and stuff like that. So, yeah.
If you like marriage equality, put a ring on it.
Sorry.
But Patrick, you have a question, I believe.
Yeah, it was just to Matt. I was thinking around the car with Mum. So you played for like West Coast when they won a grand final, Sydney when they won a grand final, but you weren't actually part of game day. Then playing for Hawthorn and winning, what was like the feeling around that, and how did you feel after winning the grand final, eventually after all the years of just watching all your mates?
Eventually.
After all that torment, Matt, years and years of torment.
It's leading the witness if I've ever said it. No, honestly, and it's a question that that a lot of people ask me, and it was everything. It was exciting. It was, you know, relief, but it was probably exciting is the best word to describe it. And that was exciting not because you know all your hard work has sort of come to some sort of fruition, but to be able to share that with your mates, which is probably the most hurtful thing when you miss out on playing in the premiership, because as much as clubs like to spruik that, you know, everyone contributed, which is certainly true, there is this element that the 22 play on the day, they do have a special bond going forward, and they've earned that right too. So it's a little bit difficult to sit on the outside and see that sometimes, but you know, Fourth time's a charm, I suppose, for me. But then what was more interesting for me as well, it was sitting on the outside again the following year. So it was also quite a humbling experience. And, you know, it just goes to show you got to enjoy the times when they're around, because, you know, this too shall pass is a bit of a mantra of mine. And so I made sure I enjoyed it, but at the same time, it was good to share. And now, you know, when the years go quick, and we're only 7 years away from the reunion, I'm already looking forward to it.
So Matt, I've got a question. It is footy related, but it also relates to the community. I'm just wondering why there are no, apart from Jason Ball, why there are no out AFL players, and he's obviously VFL, but but why are there no out AFL players, and when will somebody come out?
Yeah, I mean, that's a difficult question for me to give, I suppose, an exact answer on. I suppose the decision to come out ultimately is the individual's decision. That's not to say that communities and organisations can't be more supportive in that space. And as I alluded to a little bit earlier, I think the AFL has been lacking in that area. And that's my own personal opinion. I know that's not to say the AFL don't do great work in many other spaces. I mean, they've certainly led the way in a lot of the Indigenous issues around the community, and then particularly more recently, the equality in regards to women in the workforce, and certainly now being a professional sport. Like, that's been such a game changer for someone who's watched professional sport for a long time. But in regards to an openly gay person coming out in the AFL, I think there's probably not enough support structures around, and that's probably not from the playing group, and it's not from the generation like Paddy's. It's probably from the older statesmen a little bit, yeah. Which, in my opinion, probably a little bit old school and, you know, set in their ways, and that is just an opinion. But I think that that's changing. The evolution is changing in football, and I think in time, you'll see. I can't say when it's going to be, but I'd like to think it's going to be in the future. I'd love to get to a point where someone coming out isn't a big deal, where yeah. it's just.
And it wasn't a big deal for the women. You know, that's the interesting thing. The women yeah. have led the way. The women football players. You yeah, know, there are a lot of out women football players. And it's no big deal. It's, you know, we're so proud of it.
Exactly, and I did interviews on the was the Peach Carpet or something for their awards night, and they were all coming just with their girlfriends, and they're like, oh, this is my partner, you know, whatever her name is, blah blah blah, and it was just no big thing. But I think it's because there hasn't been that history of what the AFL's been like. They were just a new competition and they were all out anyway, so it was no big deal. But I think a man's coming up against hundreds of years of pretty, you know, closeted, for want of a better word, history.
Oh, we all should.
Yes, I did make a good point, Clayton.
We have had another member, another membership from Peter from Thornbury, full membership. Thank you so much. Peter has sent a very nice message to us. Stand Up Straight and Saturday Magazine are my favourite shows. I love Michelle, as she is really warm, and Macaron Saturday is such a lefty. He's fantastic.
Peter.
Thank you, yeah. Peter.
And Peter, if you want to hear them both, there is a show that you can download on our podcast where Michelle and Macca are together, so you get the double whammy.
What excellent cross-promotion stuff.
Isn't that? And our podcaster is live in the studio as well. We are on Stand Up Straight doing our fabulous radiothon.
And there's still time to sign up and during our show, so we get the numbers. We want the numbers. So you can go to joy.org.au and sign up for a membership or make a donation. You're on Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9. As soon as the button actually works. And
we need the money for new technology. Yeah. We are trying to keep a lid on it in the studio here.
Lid's
Clayton,
off.
Clayton's going, mic's on! So, bit of crazy shenanigans.
That was because of Beck.
Oh, it's always because of Beck.
She creates a lot of ruckus in the studio. Well, if it's not football, it's us here at Stand Up Straight. Are you torn between the two tonight?
No, because this is all my favourite things in one
wrapped
room.
Wrapped in one room. So we have Matt Spanger. We have Angie Green in the studio with us as part of our big radiothon and that.
It sounds like we're trying to hurt them. I think that show's on at 10 o'clock.
And that's how I show excitement.
We learnt more about Clayton than we needed to.
We have had a donation received from Matt from Fitzroy.
Aww.
Would that be a coincidence?
It's just a coincidence, I'm certain of it.
Well, thank you, Matt from Fitzroy, whoever you are.
He could have left a message.
God.
Yeah. Rude.
So I'm going to ask a little bit of a seriousy kind of question, and it links in. It's for both of you. So you obviously come up with, I'm assuming, people that don't like what you're doing or don't like what they're here or don't like what you're saying and that, you know, whatever. How do you tackle the homophobic slurs? I mean, Matt, you will have heard things on the field. I mean, it's quite a different space to what we might hear. How do you tackle it? Do you get angry? Do you try and win someone over? What kind of approach do you have?
I personally don't think anything's achieved when people get aggressive or angry. I don't. As soon as that happens, I think that all kind of conversation or communication or open-mindedness can be lost. I constantly hear slurs at the pub, the footy, the sport, you know, whatever it may be. And my poor boyfriend, who's incredibly introverted, has to deal with me constantly leaving our date and being like, sorry, guys. But when I call it out, it really is just a conversation. I start it off by saying things like, oh, guys, I'm not sure whether you're aware or whether it was intentional or not, but I do just need you to know that the language that you have been using can be quite hurtful and detrimental to other people. And honestly, I reckon 90% of the time people respond saying, I'm so sorry, I genuinely didn't mean that. Yeah, and you do, I mean, it's society, you do get a percentage that really have a go back at you, but you read the situation and you know which ones that you can actually speak to and which ones that you can't. So I deal with it, kill them with kindness is what I kind of... That's my mantra.
Do they come back to you and say, well, what's it to you? Or, you know, why do you care? Or do you end up having a more of a serious conversation?
Yeah, sometimes, absolutely. And I'm obviously okay to have that conversation. And again, anyone who knows me is it has nothing to do with my sexuality and or gender. I always say that it doesn't matter if I'm straight or gay or trans or what have you, the reality is I'm a human being who wants to see equality and inclusion for all people, and we all have a personal responsibility to create safe spaces for everyone, and currently you're not doing that.
Mm. Matt, how...
Yeah, for me... Oh.
I'm actually going to have a...
You stop speaking because every time your name is mentioned, it's just...
I did try to get that at a better time, sorry.
Now, for me, I completely agree with Angela. It's all about education, and a lot of people don't know what they don't know. And I'm almost embarrassed to admit myself. Like, you know, as growing up, I would often, if I was trying to, I suppose, refer to something being maybe even soft or not normal, I might use the expression gay. And I didn't mean to be offensive, but at the same time, no one had told me I was being offensive in that nature. And, you know, as a young man, I look back and, you know, I'm embarrassed to admit that, but particularly, you know, with such close ties to my sister as well. But for me, it was about an education process, and all it was someone saying, hey, come on, mate, like that's not what we're about, you know, that is offensive, or you don't know how insulting that might be. And for me, I've sort of taken that on board, and that's my message, because a lot of time that's all it is. I don't think people are bad people when they use that language, or they're trying to be overly derogatory, but unfortunately that is the nature of it. So all you can do is try and educate those people, and as I agree with Angie, I don't think being aggressive about a situation is the right way to tackle it. I often think, I completely agree, the message is lost. If you try and, even though we are emotional about the topic and passionate about it, you almost need to remove that to a certain extent. So that's my approach.
I find though sometimes, if I'm hearing things, again, depends on the space, I'll often say, look, I've actually got a gay son, and that hurts me when you talk like that. So sometimes, and I agree, sometimes you've got to take the personal out, but sometimes I add it in because then they know I'm not just kind of making something up and I'm not making light of it. I say, look, what you're saying is hurting me. This is my son you're talking about. So it depends. Are you right? You have to pick your battles sometimes. Otherwise, you'd be standing on soapboxes all day, every day. I know. We've got to go for a quick break. We have Matt Spanger. We have Angie Green in the studio with us. It's Joy's Stand Up Straight's Radiothon. We'll be back shortly. You're on Stand Up Straight.
Whoa, you are listening to Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9, and we have had a donation, which I'm reading quickly. Good evening, angels. Thank you, Stand Up Straight, for everything you do to inspire our community to stand up for the rest of us who don't yet have equal rights and who still face discrimination and fear of bigotry every day. Massive love from Charlie and all the Headspace crew. Oh, good evening, Charlie.
Good evening, Charlie. We love Charlie. Quickly, Angie, there's a massive event on Sunday. Tell us about it.
Yes, it's called CGU's Movie May. It's in support of Ida Hot, and it is for absolutely anyone and everyone that believes in equality and inclusion, regardless of sexuality and or gender. Starts at 10 a.m, goes till 2:30 p.m, and there's entertainment from start to finish. You can buy a ticket on the day if you would like to relieve my anxiety and giving me a heart attack. I'd rather a pre-ordered ticket.
They can do that how?
Yep, please go to standupevents.com.au, see what we're all about, what the event's all about, and buy a ticket there, please.
Matt will be there.
Oh, certainly.
You can touch Matt's hair if they want, can't they? Yes.
It's for a donation.
If you can reach him.
Yep.
He's tall.
I'm bringing a ladder.
So I want to thank you for being part of a bit of Bedlam in the studio. We will get you back another time. We'll talk a little bit more. Good luck for the event on Sunday. Angie, Matt Spanger, thank you very much. Angie Green, thank you very much. Give till it hurts, as they say. Joy needs your support. Join up. Up next is Family Matters. You'll hear Beck, and at 9 o'clock is The Woods. You've been listening to the gang of Stand Up Straight.
And I'm going
to
throw in there, we've had 13 donations in membership.
That's extraordinary.
Thank you. I can't remember what I was going to say.
I might just say it. Go Hawks.
Oh. Go Crows.
Go team.
Equality. Go team. Go equality. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to Stand Up Straight.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.